So please.
M5
from the document on the Day of Atonement, Rabash writes, because he has no feeling of the greatness of the Creator, and because he does not know how to appreciate the glory of heaven and how not to harm it, therefore he asks forgiveness from the Creator to help him and give him strength to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason, meaning to have the power to overcome and strengthen in faith in the Creator. Item number 6, Rabash writes, if he is willing to do things only for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake, or he's willing to work for the Creator only to a small extent, meaning that, God forbid, he should blemish self-love, or else he will not be able to do anything. It therefore follows that then is the time when he can see the truth, his true measure of faith in the Creator. From this, he can see that all the sins stem only from this reason. By receiving preparation and qualification, when he comes to ask the Creator to forgive his sins, he can assume the true measure of the flaw, meaning in what way he has blemished the glory of the King, and he will know what to ask of the Creator, meaning what sins he has sinned and which he must correct so as to not sin again.
Next excerpt. Under the title Sins and Transgressions, excerpt 7, Rabash. For a sin, we sinned against you with the evil inclination. The prayer of Yom Kippur, Rav said. We should ask, because all the transgressions come from the evil inclination. We should interpret that the sin is in saying that there is an evil inclination, instead of there is none else besides him. Because if a person is unworthy, he is cast out from above. And this comes by clothing in the will to receive, called the evil inclination. And this is the meaning of, for the inclination of a man's heart is evil from its youth, meaning that the Creator created him this way, since the will to receive is the actual kli, except it must be corrected. Excerpt number 8. From the Babylonian Talmud. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, of all your sins before the Lord, you will be purified. Transgressions between man and the Creator. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, atones.
Between man and the Creator, that a person, the day comes and it is erased, but
Transgressions between man and his friend, Yom Kippur does not atone until he appeases his friend.
So if you want to come closer to your friend, let's continue.
Number 9, Rabash. They must believe that there is a leader in the world and that he also watches over with the guidance of the good that does good. And when a person does not have such faith, it causes him all the sins that he commits, since it extends from the first iniquity of Adam HaRishon, that man has the quality of self-love. And naturally, he is incapable of taking upon himself the burden of faith. It follows that everything extends from the first failure, when Adam HaRishon fell into self-love.
Again, evil inclination. I created the evil inclination. 10.
Excerpt 10, Rabash. When a person is in self-love, the tzimtzum, the restriction and concealment are on him, and the upper light cannot shine for him. For this reason, a person can believe in the Creator only above reason, since the will to receive causes him denial. Thus, the failure that Adam HaRishon had with the tree of knowledge caused us absence of faith. Naturally, that this we come into all the sins. Therefore, the only counsel is to be rewarded with faith for man to feel godliness personally, so he will not need the general public to have faith from the whole of Israel. Instead, a person must repent to the extent that it is unto the Lord your God. That is, he should feel that the Lord is your God personally. And then, the flaw of the tree of knowledge will be corrected.
Shuv. Shuv, keta mispar 10.